From studios located in the rock and roll capital of the world, Cleveland. It's the VR2 Show, brought to you by the University of Findlay, VR2's flagship station, WLFC FM, and Classic Fiat, located in Mentor, Ohio. Log on to www.driveclassicfiat.com to see the new Fiat 500, the official car of the VR2 Show. Now, here's radio's redundant pundits, Mike Unis and Chris Kraus.
Man, which one should I choose? They're all so good.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Oh, hey, Chris.
I'm coming down.
Well, I am trying so.
What you doing?
Well, I'm trying to pick the right song for our divas, our Funky Diva Show.
Oh, I'm excited about it. Me too. About our
Listen,
Diva Show.
Which one should I pick here? I've got like four that I can't choose from.
Well, you already picked your music, hon.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
These songs. Listen.
Okay.
This one.
What?
This one.
I don't think.
This one.
Wait a minute.
How about this one?
This is a funk show, Michael.
Yeah? Well, come on.
What are you doing? Come on. All right. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Mr. Bubblegum, Mr. Mariah Carey. What is a diva?
A diva?
Yeah.
A diva is a biatch.
No.
No?
No. A diva is somebody who has attitude. She's got fashion savvy. Mm-hmm. She's got individual style. She's independent.
Yeah.
She's a style icon. Her image is all out there. And that is
and
not
she
who
is
Mariah Carey is.
Mariah Carey.
No.
Chris,
no.
She's funked it up with, you know, R. Kelly and Jay-Z.
She's only funked it up because she's married him and she's with him and she's been with him and she's bedded him. What does that make her a funk person? No.
She is a funk person.
No. She's not I totally object to this. This is a show about funk,
okay,
Michael.
Okay, well, I'm going to choose the song anyway.
No, you've
helped me. Thanks for the help.
I'm looking forward to the funk trunk opening the door and having real divas in there.
That's right. We are going to open the funk trunk.
Yeah, but you know what? I would have to say to you, mister, you got a total lot of junk in your funk. Or
In my trunk.
Junk in your trunk if you're choosing Mariah, for goodness sake.
Well.
You know what? She's one of those divas that is, she's made up for public consumption. You know, Little Miss Midriff, and, you know, she doesn't sing. She yodels.
Chris.
What?
I have one thing to say.
Whatever.
Why don't you just shut up and dance?
You know, why don't you just kiss my patoot?
The funk trunk is open.
Yeah, but to
and
real
Mariah's
funk.
Coming out.
Oh, this is a fantasy for you. Let's get over it already.
That is a fantasy.
Dude, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Mike and Chris have popped open the funk trunk on their 1974 tricked-out gangster Hot Rod Lincoln to let out a few of the funkiest divas to ever demand or command the radio airwaves.
It's about time. Where have you been? Now get me out of here, damn sucker.
Bye.
You're back in the groove on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio. Yeah, we're just playing records. VR2!
Here's another funky diva, straight out of the VR2 funk trunk. For VR2 to patronize yet another dreadful diva. No, we're not talking about VR2's co-host Chris Krause, but a true music radio diva, right here on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio, now available 24/7 at VR2Show.com.
I don't like this groove. Try and give me something I can croon to. Catch my drift.
tray bootlady tea. I've heard a boatload of other ladies rap, but they ain't got nothing on me. I'm less than 5'1", 100 pounds of fun. I like sophisticated funk. I live on Dom Perignon, caviar, filet mignon, and you can best believe that's bunk. Here's what I'm talking about. Been called Casper Shoney, little bit, and some they call me Vanilla Cha. But you know that don't mean my world to me, cause baby name can't cramp my style. I love you kicking and bus collared greens, a little hot Walter cornbread. I love you too, Cat Daddy, but don't you let that go to your head. That's what I'm talking, baby. Square.
Everybody say hey.
Do you not love this song?
Lady
Square
T.
Biz. My goodness.
Tina Marie.
Tina Marie. How much we miss her, right?
How much we loved her.
I mean, honestly, 1981 for this phenomenal, this woman. Wow. This was number 3 on the Billboard Hot. This was number 50 on the Billboard Pop charts. But she produced her own music.
Yeah.
She sang and she arranged everything all by herself. An American R&B favorite singer,
now,
Lady T.
Was she with Rick James at this point, or was she on her own?
81.
I don't know. Because I know that he influenced her future.
No, I think he was still around.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Christine Brockert.
He wasn't in jail yet.
Yeah, really. Mary Christine Brockert was her name.
Really?
The protege of funk legend Rick James.
She was an, I believe, trained opera singer.
She was an, you know, her instruments of choice were rhythm guitar, keyboard, and congas.
Among your favorites.
Yeah, absolutely. It just makes her so completely funky and soulful.
Her
and
voice
everybody
is cool.
Thought that she was an African American.
Oh,
but
I know.
In truth, she's Caucasian as they all. Blue eyed soul, blue eyed funk.
Can
and
I
really,
tell you, I heard the song.
Yeah.
I was just getting out of school at the time, and there was no way I would have ever thought that a white faced, you know, pale faced woman sang this song.
Nobody did.
So
even
much soul.
She, you know, but she also, Michael, in truth, she grew up in an African-American area of Oakwood, California.
Mm-hmm.
So she grew up in the culture.
Wasn't
that
it
she
Oakland?
Sang.
It was Oakland.
No, it was Oakwood.
Oakwood. I don't know Oakwood.
Yeah, it was Oakwood.
Okay.
And, you know, she just is completely familiar to the African-American community, as well as the Caucasian community.
See, if there was I don't know, a subset of white and black.
Yeah.
She would fit in it, and I think we would,
too.
Well,
she's too. A diva. Now, she's
we would be there, too.
Yes, we would. She's a funk legend, as far
is.
As I'm concerned.
She is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, again, forget about blue-eyed soul. She is solid, rock solid
yeah,
soul.
Yeah, she blows
she
me
really
away.
Is.
And in her younger years, oh, my, how attractive was
oh
she.
Oh, my gosh, she was beautiful in her
absolutely
older years.
Absolutely gorgeous. Really
yeah.
lovely.
Her
lovely.
Daughter's a pretty
we
girl.
We miss you.
Come back.
Tina. Yeah.
Thank God for the music. And it's all there forever on vinyl.
So it's a good choice.
Yes, thank you. And before that.
Square Biz.
Square
1981.
Biz. Now, you would consider her a diva, but this next artist, Aretha
yeah.
Franklin, I think she has earned her divahood just because, you know, you can't mess with her.
Well, now, you have to know that she earned the title of Queen of Soul. This was a 1971 favorite, and it was number 12 on the Soul singles, uh-huh. number 9 on the Billboard Hot. Rocksteady, written by Aretha
yep.
herself.
I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
And this song came out, and my friends who were really rocking to whatever was on AOR radio, I had this record, and I thought it rocked, and I played it for my friends. They made fun of me.
Well, I remember the B-side of this record more than I remember Rocksteady. I loved Rocksteady, but the B-side was Oh Me Oh My, I'm a Fool for You, Baby.
That is
and
a beautiful song.
I had that, and I was just, wow.
We've I mean, played that.
This was from her album also. It appeared on her album, Young, Gifted, and Black. And you know what? Who plays?
Who?
Who plays piano and organ on this?
Who?
Donny Hathaway.
I was going to say Ray Charles.
Donny Hathaway.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Donny Hathaway, who spent more time with with Roberta Flack in his career.
She took him on.
Yep.
No question about it. But, you know, he also performed with Aretha on this. And you can hear it. If you listen really closely and you know it, you listen for it. But, you know, God bless Donny Hathaway.
Oh,
he had some huge issues in his world.
Yep.
But, you know, all these wonderful, wonderful divas got together.
And we got them. We put them in a trunk, and now we're playing all their music.
Mm-hmm.
So this show honors the divas of the funk trunk.
It's true.
So, Chris.
Michael.
We're going to move on to another set of divas. And
aren't we going to talk about your fave?
Who? Oh, well, I was hoping not to get into any altercations.
We don't need to get into altercations. We can talk about the credibility of this American singer-songwriter.
Oh, she is credible.
She has credibility. She's a pop diva. 95 was this. The name of the song was Fantasy. And this song had strong success outside the U.S., Canada and Australia and New Zealand. But, you know, as she was yodeling through this, the truth of the matter
I knew
is
you had to go there.
She was thieving and she stole this from the genius of love, the Tom Tom Club.
Okay. Can I tell you that sampling music is something that the best of the artists do in their songs, and she was just being like the best.
No, she just got permission because she doesn't know how to write something herself.
Well,
and this was, you know, you may remember Tom Tom Club, the
I
new
do.
Wave band
yes.
members, and they were the new wave band Tom Tom Club. They were members of the Talking
they
Heads.
They were also pop dance, techno pop dance.
No, they were new. Yeah, okay, new wave had that techno pop dance. And, you know.
Hey, I've got this one thing to say.
Whatever.
No one, you can do the research on this. Mm-hmm. No one, and you probably have, and you probably would never give us this fact, she has had more number one songs than any other female artist.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? She's a yodeler.
Okay. Well,
I don't think she's had
her way
more
to fame.
Wait a minute. She has not had more songs than Barbara Streisand.
No, really?
Yeah,
number
really.
Ones?
Number ones. Yeah, we're talking number
okay,
ones.
Okay, that fact is going to be on the website, and I will prove I'm right that she's had more number one songs than anyone.
She's theft
from
a
one
lot
album.
Of
no,
them.
Here's the fact. She has got more number one songs, more number one songs from a single album than anyone else.
I'm sure that her protege, Celine Dion, would probably be somewhere in there,
Chris,
I'm guessing.
Would you stop being a diva for 2 seconds?
I'm not being a diva. I'm just puking because my stomach is upset and I'm regurgitating.
God. It's a girl thing, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's not.
She's
one of those girls. Credibility is credibility.
Okay, well, And listen, we're coming back right after this with more fantastic divas. And Chris, I'll credit you with some really great music next. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You there?
I'm here.
Don't leave
I'm
me.
A little disgusted.
That's okay.
But, you know, now that we're going to move on into the true funk trunk divas, I'm into this.
Okay. Well, you call them as you see them, and so will I. Here we go.
I love it.
Mike and Chris are back in the funk trunk, grooving and moving to some of the funkiest tunes to ever hit the radio.
We'll be right back.
Mike and Chris have popped open the funk trunk on their 1974 tricked-out gangster Hot Rod Lincoln to let out a few of the funkiest divas to ever demand or command the radio airwaves.
It's about time. Where have you been? Now get me out of here, damn sucker.
You're nothing but a dirty, dirty old man. You do your thinking with a one-track mind. You keep preaching about heaven and glory, but on your face it shows a different story.
Clean up your app, your story's getting dusty. Wash out your mouth, your lies are getting rusty. I can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of a weaver. Same old game, you never change. Always rapping about the same old thing.
Blowing minds is a thing of the past. You blew your chance, that's why it never lasts. You wanna be a graduated lover, but in reality you're just another brother.
You think you slick, but you can stand a little greasing. The things you do ain't never really pleasing. I can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of a weaver. Same old thing, you never change. Always laughing about the same old thing. You know you're funkier.
You put yourself up on a big stool.
What could be better than a trunk full of funk? How about a trunk full of funky divas? Now that's pretty groovy.
Said I would get over you. Now I'm here on my own. Trying to live my life. And now you wanna come back. But I don't need no brand new lies. Listen up.
Back in the basement groove with Mike and Chris on VR2. They're just plain records.
Vintage Rock Radio. The universe is listening. VR2.
Thank you.
Chris, I am ready to shake it up.
Well, I guess so.
I am.
Phenomenal title of the Cheryl Lynn song.
Yeah.
Love it.
Shake it up tonight. I love the energy she puts in the vocal.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. She's had an interesting career. She started out as a backing vocalist mm-hmm. for the touring company, The Wiz. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
And this was a number 5 R&B. And number 5 on the dance chart.
She sang with a lot of rockers, too. I know that she was in the Toto song.
Yep.
She was in a couple other rockin' background vocal opportunities.
Well, you know, she had that disco thing going. American disco R&B soul singer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got to Be Real is one of those songs that everyone knows.
I like her version with Luther Vandross, If This World Were Mine.
Oh.
Such a good one.
That's a fantastic song.
I know. But you're right. She did work with Toto's David Page and mm-hmm. David Foster.
Yep.
Yeah, she's a remarkable, funky talent.
Great control of her instrument.
Uh-huh. And I think we might be introducing her to some of our audience tonight.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Maybe. I think that most people can sing Got to Be Real, but I bet they wouldn't know it was by her.
Nope. I don't think so.
Before that,
yeah.
A great little dancer and singer, Jody Watt.
I have to say, of all of our divas, well, like it's hard to say this, but I really am crazy about Jody Watt. This was number one on the Cashbox. Whoops. This was number one on the Cashbox pop chart and number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this song wasn't as big as some of her other songs, but this was probably the last big hit that she had.
She's definitely diva material.
Her
voice, her sensuality. She is a class act. She's the total package.
I remember her in the Soul Train line.
Oh, I know. I know. Can you remember that?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, she started her career on Soul Train. And then when Don Cornelius created other groups, she put it together. And, you know, she started to sing.
She had some hairdos.
Yeah, she's a trendsetter.
She was. She was like almost like from another planet with her colors and her outfits and her hair. She was cool and beautiful. What a beautiful woman.
You know what? She won an 87 Grammy Award as Best New Artist. As a matter of fact, she won 6 MTV nominations as the Breakthrough Video. Do you remember the video?
For which one?
For this particular song, Real Love.
I don't remember it.
Oh my gosh, it was so...
Oh, wait, it was very, very hot.
Yeah,
I do remember
Andre
it.
Simon,
yeah.
Simone, I think, he was the writer and the producer, but it was David Finch who was the director, Fincher, who was the director of this. Mm-hmm. And it was this video that put him on the map, and this was the video that made the nomination as he made the nomination, really, as Best Director.
Yeah.
And this was, you know, actually later, Madonna hired him to produce her video Vogue.
Because she could.
And she borrowed heavily from this video, which is kind of interesting. Yeah. If you watch her Vogue video and you watch this, I got to tell you, Jody Watley was definitely a trendsetter on this.
You know, you're making a point, though, because great videos were emulated in other great videos because those techniques, those styles, those storylines, if they were successful, it was easy for a band to say, well, let's just do our own parody of this.
Well, you know, MTV was such an interesting vehicle, in truth, a channel to bring music to the forefront. And she, Jody Watley, won the MTV Video Music Award for this particular video.
I've got to tell you, their band, remember the band she was in?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember the name?
Yes, I do.
They were in Shalimar.
Shalimar.
She comes from Shalimar. That band is, I think, completely underrated. And every song that ever hit the radio was a masterpiece.
You know what
funk.
I love about the Shalimar videos and watching them perform? You can tell that they were dancers first.
Yes, choreographed to the T.
Absolutely.
And just so well put together. And their vocals were so perfectly matched in heaven, the two of them.
It just felt so good to watch them, whether they were on Soul Train or they were performing anywhere else. Mm-hmm. They were just an absolute class act. And then she went on to do her own thing.
Yep.
And that's what this was all about.
Now, Shalimar.
Real Love.
People only remember Shalimar for Jody Watley and Howard Hewlett. But who was the
Jeffrey
other guy?
Jeffrey Daniels was an amazing guy. Jeffrey Daniels.
But what else did he ever do?
Well, he performed on Soul Train with Jody Watley,
I know,
as you recall. And then later on, he went on and he taught Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He taught Michael Jackson how to do the moonwalk.
Oh, and so did I.
But it was called something else at that time.
Really?
Jeffrey Daniels, he's the man. Yeah.
Jeffrey Daniels. Okay,
anyway,
so he was more the dancing dude, but I thought he also played bass for Shalimar. I'm not sure.
You know, he did play an instrument. But anyway.
All right. Well,
great stuff.
Moving on to yet even a more interesting song. Tina Turner, and a song that I bet no one knows the title of.
Are you kidding? This is such a phenomenal song. Funkier than a mosquito tweeter. You know, Tina Turner, this was 1971, pop R&B and funk.
Yeah. Come back with that weird title.
Funkier than a mosquito tweeter.
What's a tweeter?
Well, you know, that was probably
it was a speaker.
Somebody who was just full of themselves, seriously.
A mosquito tweeter. Now, a tweeter is a speaker. It's the high-range, high-pitch-sounding speaker in a speaker box. But what is it when it relates to mosquitoes? I have no idea.
Well, actually, her sister wrote this for Ike Turner.
Well,
as a mock of Ike Turner.
Oh, got it. So maybe it means something that we don't.
Yeah, you
have
know,
a
you're nothing but a dirty, dirty old man is how some of the lyrics on it. And you know what? He talks about the challenges and the conquest. And, you know, it's like the lyrics in this song would be about Ike Turner without question.
Yeah.
And the flip side of this is what I remember.
Yeah. What was
Proud
it?
Proud Mary.
Was this on the flip side?
Yeah.
Okay.
The mosquito tweeter was on the flip side of Proud Mary.
See, I had the 45. And I bet I never turn it over.
Well, there you go. It was re-released in 2002.
Yep.
And it charted very nicely.
Perfect.
Yeah, great song.
Nice idea. Introducing us to something that Tina did that wasn't top 10.
Well, we love Tina, and her voice in this, she just gets down and dirty. She's done. You can hear it in her voice.
That's right. She's over it.
I love it.
Sheila E. is glamming out in that first song in the set as we feature the divas.
The number 7 U.S. pop chart is where she was, The Glam Life,
funky
from 1984.
Diva. She was a funky diva.
And this was also a number 1 on the U.S. dance charts, too. But who was this written by, Mike?
Prince.
You got it. Yep. Without love.
Now, talk about the epitome of funk. He was, but you know what? She was funky because she was not only a singer. She was a percussionist.
Well, that was her solo spin and drum. Do you remember when she performed this and she had the glow-in-the-dark sticks?
Yes.
The drumsticks?
She had lots of glitter on, too.
Oh, my goodness. And she would spin, and then she would play the percussion, the drums. She was just very fun to watch.
She was.
Very funky.
Beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of talent.
Grammy nomination, too.
Great combo.
On this one.
Yes.
Fabulous.
I think she and Prince had a thing going, but I don't think it
Why not?
Was public. I know.
I mean, come on. They're both as pretty as each other.
He wore higher heels, though.
She wore more lace.
So, Chris.
Yeah, Mike.
Set 2.
Uh-huh.
Funky Divas behind us.
The best Funky Divas.
And you know what? Coming forth, we're going to hit some 70s Funky Divas. And you know what? I think everyone, there's a 60s Funky Diva in the next set, too.
Yeah, my fave.
So are you ready?
I am.
Are you ready to funk it up again?
Really. I need some better junk in my trunk.
So get on your mark. Get set.
Funk.
Funk it up.
It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance.
Time now for VR2 to patronize yet another dreadful diva. No, we're not talking about VR2's co-host, Chris Krause, but a true music radio diva. Right here on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio. Now available 24/7 at VR2Show.com.
I don't like this groove. Try and give me something I can croon to. Catch my drift.
Greatest years, 65 through 85, 24/7, 365, that's VR2.
Here's another funky diva, straight out of the VR2 funk trunk.
100 days, 100 nights, to know a man's heart. 100 days, 100 nights, to know a man's heart.
Mike and Chris have popped open the funk trunk on their 1974 tricked-out gangster Hot Rod Lincoln to let out a few of the funkiest divas to ever demand or command the radio airwaves.
It's about time. Where have you been? Now get me out of here, damn sucker.
Yes, Mike.
Staples Singers.
Oh, Mavis Staples. Come on.
With Big Daddy.
Do It Again.
That's right. Love that song.
And do you know who this was written by?
Let me guess. Mm-hmm. Was it written by somebody in Motown?
It was.
Was it the Funk Brothers?
No, it was Curtis Mayfield.
Oh, I love Curtis
Mayfield.
Yeah,
this is, you know, their roots obviously are from gospel, but what a great soul and R&B and very funky.
Yeah,
the whole family group was formed by Pops, the patriarch of the family.
Love Pops.
I know. And this is truly 1975. It was number one on the Billboard Hot and on the soul singles both.
Yeah, I remember all of their songs.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I used to have to go and listen to a station in town that was considered the black station to hear the songs first. So they eventually made their way, most of them, to top 40. But if I wanted to hear those, I wanted to hear the next Staple Singer song come out, I had to listen to WABQ.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do remember WABQ.
And oh my gosh.
1975 for this.
Wonderful year. I was a junior in high school.
Ah. Well, yeah. There you go.
You know?
I liked her other songs. She did sing Respect Yourself, I'll Take You There. What a voice on Mavis, right?
And all the gospel stuff.
I mean, you can hear it distinctly. You can hear her voice in everything that they've done.
Yes.
Fabulous. Fabulous funk group. Love them. Love them.
I do too. And before that, we were, now this is a strange title. It's a strange, maybe even an obscure act.
Yeah.
But 100 Days, 100 Nights by
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
I'll let you swallow your drink there. Yeah, excellent. Probably not a household name, but definitely a style that you'd want to put in your living
room. Well, you know, there was a huge influence that they did with their music from the 60s era of funk. This is an American funk soul group. The Daptone Records had a group, a house band called the Dap Kings. And that's where this all came from. Sharon Jones performed with the Dap Kings, and then she went on and moved on by herself and took them with her. They spearheaded a revivalist movement, Michael, that sort of aims to capture the essence of funk and soul.
Now, was she a diva, truly?
She's got a lot of albums, and she sang a lot of great music. So the whole revivalist thing was all about not using modern digital recording methods. They were using more of the traditional analog and recording equipment, and that's sort of where they were at. And that's what this song was created from. And if you hear it, you can hear it. It's phenomenal.
Let me tell you, we use a microphone setup
through
a Mac, but it's an analog board that I use, because you have much more control over analog.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I can understand why. It's all about control.
And the sound is different. As a consequence, it's cleaner. Yeah, absolutely.
I agree with that.
Anyway.
Now, if I held a screen, the Mariah Carey screen, up against Sharon, would it fit the diva mold?
No, because Mariah learned how to yodel on digital.
You and this yodel thing.
Well, she yodels.
Oh, God bless her.
Whatever. She does that thing they refer to as whistling. She whistles.
I've never heard it referred to that.
I'll bring it out. I'll read it to you the next time you fall off the edge for Mariah Carey.
Okay, well,
we'll talk about her whistling.
Listen.
What?
Betty Wright.
Yeah, now there's a choice. 1971.
Talk about a strong diva.
Absolutely phenomenal, funky song. Number two on the R&B and number six on the pop. You know, and I like the guitar. This is old school.
It is. Clean up woman.
Yeah. Pioneering singer-songwriter. She got a gold record on her own label, which was Vanity for this.
Remember?
The best R&B song, Grammy Award. For composing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, she was an amazing, amazing entrepreneur.
And she also composed Where's the Love?
Roberta Flack.
You got it, baby.
And Donny Hathaway. That's a beautiful song. She actually had a lot of sensitivity in her style, but the stuff that really made it on the radio was the stuff that was more diva-ish. You know, she was telling ladies to look out for those crazy little guys.
She's a funky lady. We've had some wonderful, fabulous funk divas on this show.
Funk Trunk is open, and we are pulling out the best funk divas there are.
Except for one, of course.
The queen diva?
Oh, please.
Well, you know, come on. I mean, I knew this would get your goat a little bit.
Get my goat?
Yeah.
Really? Honestly? Bad.
I think...
She's bad.
First off, you're trying to emulate her lifestyle, who she is, her persona every day. So you haven't quite accomplished that. So I think that's your problem.
I'm not a diva, Michael. I'm just a person. Mariah Carey is, you know, that's a whole different conversation. Seriously. And she doesn't have an ounce of funk in her body.
She do.
She do not.
Ask Jay-Z.
Whatever. You know, when you bed somebody, you can call them, tell me you love me. Tell me I'm funky. And you know what? She's got you going anyway.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
I'm keeping it clean.
Look, I don't say anything about Tom Jones, and I know how much you love Tom Jones. Or Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, you did not go there. That's too funny.
Well, listen.
What?
That is
They were more deserving divas than she, but anyway.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cross-dressers, but nevertheless. Can't leave everybody out.
All right. Well, listen.
Yeah.
That's the end of we're going to close the funk trunk for now, but it will open up again soon, right?
Yes, it was fun. I've been dancing and singing and having a good time.
And the only thing left is a song by a diva that will bring us to our peace.
And we love this diva.
We do.
Chaka Khan.
Nobody's bigger and more diva-esque than this one.
Tell me something good.
Yes, and she used to tell everybody something good, but she always had to drop at least one or two F-bombs in there.
Well, of course. Come on.
God love her. That's what divas do. That's their. That's the second
you
word
know,
they use.
When men drop an F-bomb, it's not even talked about. When a woman does it, it's a big deal.
It's improper.
F that.
On to peace, my peaceful friend.
Indeed.
Mike and Chris are back, riding the peace train on VR2. All aboard.
Chris.
We're off to peace.
Yeah, we're off to peace.
We
but
are.
You already have me wondering where you're going with peace.
Well, I've actually written this for you.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah.
But
the world doesn't need to know what thoughts we're exchanging and what's going on in our personal lives.
Come on. How much personal stuff do you learn unless it goes to the tabloids about people in the media?
Well, I think that some people might find that absolutely boring. But
what
anyway.
Kind of tabloids would we be in anyway?
Let's see.
Oh, don't go
Amputee
there.
Love.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
So, Chris, bring peace, won't you?
Sure. Let's do that, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. I chose a really great song. It's a happy song.
It
it's
is?
A peaceful song.
What'd you choose?
I chose Sweet Thing. Actually, you chose this.
Oh, well, if it's Chaka Khan's Sweet Thing, that's always a dear song for me.
It's such a good song. It was like, I think it was 1975, wasn't it?
Close to it, yeah.
Yeah, and I know that it was number one on the R&B and five on the pop, but she's a Chicago girl.
Yeah.
And did you know this most intriguing thing I found out about her?
What?
She was a member of the Black Panthers.
Yeah, I do know that. She was a feisty,
yeah.
feisty youth.
Yeah. So, one of the things that I want to talk about today is what peace is. What are the elements of peace? And what I've discovered is that peace is all about how we encourage humanity, sort of a unity for humans, through loving all people unconditionally. But what does that mean? What is unconditional love? So here we go. I'm going to talk about unconditional love and the importance. If we want to have peace, we have to have unconditional love. And that's actually something I never put together until our most recent conversation, mister. So what is unconditional love? It's not the dreamy romantic view that, you know, we see on TV or movies or magazines would might possibly have you believe, nor does unconditional love mean that you're someone's doormat. Unconditional love is an attained state of consciousness that sees through appearances to the truth. Yep, unconditional love manifests through an innate recognition of almost mankind's sort of spiritual nature in spite of whatever human frailties they may be manifesting. Unconditional love is a consciousness that sees humor in the world, not governed by the strict or rigid rules, declaring that an individual must live only in accord with a particular concept in order to be lovable. Unconditional love is the ability to say what needs to be said, which may on occasion have to be firm or even seemingly harsh, while within remembering that the individual or individuals are spiritual beings. Unconditional love is the ever-present realization of one's own self as a divine being in spite of personal failings. It is a recognition of the one manifest as the many. It is an ability to see loving humor in those situations that humans often find themselves in, and also in those who may seem different or odd by current human standards. It is an appreciation for differences among people and an understanding of their point of view without entering into their particular energy field. Unconditional love is also the recognition that since there is only one life, it is a life of all living things and not just human beings. So it's about sort of about this energy. It's about when you give joyfully without hesitation or thought of gain, we can truly know peace and what unconditional love means. Being a mom, and I am a mother, without a doubt, has made me it was probably one of my greatest achievements of pride and inspiration. Motherhood has taught me unconditional love. It has shown me how to give back, and it has truly taught me how to be a better person. I think. Love has very little to do with what you are expecting to get, only with what you are expecting to give, which is everything, in truth. Love is, above all, the gift of oneself. And sometimes the passion and fire of loving is too strong for human minds and logic and can only be experienced through our souls, which I actually find very fascinating. So in truth, it has really occurred to me, as ridiculous as it may sound, and maybe to many of our listeners, it just may sound that ridiculous, but just maybe, unconditionally loving everyone is our best strategy to bringing about world peace.
Chris.
Mike.
I am 100% in your camp on that.
Wow, really?
And I will do everything in your camp.
Uh-huh.
Everything in my power to, I guess, exude unconditional love.
Wow.
Right? To the world, to the people, and to the universe.
Well,
and
that just makes you my hero.
Okay. And then I will say to you, because I'm going to seal the deal. VR2.
And I will say to you, peace to you.
All right. Should we smoke the peace pipe?
The peace pipe was peace pike.
Say goodnight, Chris.
Yeah.
Goodnight, Chris.